You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Two of the biggest public health problems we face in Michigan are lead poisoning and infant mortality. Michigan's infant mortality rate is more than a full point ahead of the national rate. Roughly 7 babies out of every 1,000 born in Michigan do not live to their first birthday. In Detroit, that rate is twice as high. As for lead, Flint certainly comes to mind, but there is much more to our lead problem. The new executive director and health officer of the Detroit Health Department is making lead and infant mortality her top priorities. Dr. Jonay Caldun stepped into that top spot earlier this year after the previous director, Abdul Al-Sayed, stepped down to run for governor. Dr. Caldun is here with us now. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I want to start by talking about this initiative, Lead Safe Detroit. I mean, we know Detroit's water is safe. So where are the lead dangers and how would this initiative protect kids?
Well, we know the number of elevated lead levels in Detroit children has decreased by 50% since 2009. However, in 2015, we also know that 9% of tested children had elevated blood lead levels, which is way too high. I'm a mother of 3 children. Even if one child in Detroit has an elevated blood lead level, that's one too many, and we need to do something about it. So Detroit is really committed to preventing lead poisoning in all Detroit children, and that's what Lead Safe Detroit is about. It's a collaborative, multi-agency effort to increase education and lead testing, and also to enforce these lead abatement laws. We've already seen improvements in the number of elevated lead cases that have been investigated and the number of homes that have been inspected for lead hazards.
And you're offering free testing. It's just a matter of you need to get that message out and have people bring their kids in.
Yes, any child in Detroit under age 6 can come to one of our clinics. We have 2 clinics, one at Family Place on the east side and the other at Samaritan Center. Any child can come to one of our clinics and be tested for lead free of charge.
You know, you stop and you think about something that was done, like using paint 50 years ago, that no one had any concept that there would be this boomerang effect and become such a health risk down the road. And you're probably always, as somebody in public health, looking to be ahead of this and keep on top of this kind of challenge.
Absolutely. I mean, like you said, 93% of houses in Detroit were built before 1978 when using lead-based paint was common. So it's not that anyone did this on purpose. It's just that they didn't know. And now that we know, we have to do something and be proactive about it. So that's why we're encouraging every parent to get their child tested. We're helping parents understand that their children should be eating healthy food so that if they are exposed to lead, they're able to help fight the effects of it. And making sure our parents know things about cleaning their homes appropriately so that if there is lead-based paint, their children are protected and their homes are cleaned properly.
Let's talk about that infant mortality rate. It's a challenge for Michigan and an even bigger challenge in Detroit. Where is the infant mortality rate right now in the city of Detroit?
So we know that black babies in Detroit are twice as likely to die before their first birthday as other babies across the state of Michigan. We have over 100 programs in the city focusing on maternal child health. And really, we have some of the greatest cutting-edge medical care in the country. So it's not that we need another program. It's not that we don't have medical care. What's really missing is the glue. And that glue is the community that embraces and celebrates young women in Detroit and celebrates a young woman who's pregnant and helps them connect to services, answer their questions, and be a real mental and social support that's so critical to having a healthy pregnancy.
And thus this really interesting, exciting initiative, Sister Friends Detroit. And it's a volunteer effort, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And I always say this, the greatest asset of Detroit are really its residents, the community. When we're building out our programs, we're really making sure that we're building on that and engaging the community in a way that really supports and promotes the health of the city. So Sister Friends, like you said, is a volunteer effort. We are matching pregnant women with volunteers across the city. All you have to do is be interested and to care, and you can be matched with a young pregnant woman. And what you do is help them connect to resources, and you're really just an emotional and practical support for that young woman throughout their pregnancy. I know my family and my friends' support was critical to me having healthy and positive birth outcomes, and that's really what Sister Friends is about.
How does that help fight infant mortality? I guess the flip side of that, when you think of the contributors to infant mortality, how does it tackle that?
What Sister Friends does is really provide that support to connect to services. So a pregnant mom, often they may know that they're supposed to go to their physician appointment, but they have a problem getting transportation, mm-hmm. or they may need someone to help them watch their other children. So that sister friend can help provide child care if possible. They can help them connect and make sure they're going to their doctor's appointments. If they have any questions that maybe they didn't feel comfortable talking to their physicians about, that sister friend is there to help and support them. So it's really whatever that young mom needs, that's what a sister friend is there to do.
You grew up in Ann Arbor, and I know you did your undergrad at U of M, and your residency was in emergency medicine. What drew you to public health, Dr. Khaldun?
So I often tell people I probably went into medicine more so for my public health interest and didn't realize it until I got into my medical career. I'll be honest, when I was at the University of Michigan as a college student, I actually worked in the transplant center. So I was an organ preservation technician. And what that meant is that I traveled with the transplant surgeons to get organs from people who unfortunately were deceased. And often people who are able to donate organs, they are able to do so because they are brain dead, which basically means that something has gone on with their brain, but the rest of their body is working okay. And so that was really my first introduction to injuries and violence, because that was often the way in which those individuals passed away. And so really what that brought to me was the fact that so many of these injuries are preventable. And so there's something we can do about it and something we can be doing in our communities to support people with education and programs so that they can prevent unnecessary deaths.
And now I know from Chief Medical Officer for the Baltimore City Health Department and come back to Michigan. And, you know, I saw some statistics that in 2015, Baltimore was investing something like $41 per person per year as a city in their people. Detroit was investing $1.50 per person per year in that year. How do you overcome that to build the health department into what it needs to be?
Well, yes. A couple of years ago, that is how much Detroit as a city was investing into public health. But I'm excited to say that thanks to the leadership of Mayor Duggan and our city council, we've actually increased that. So the city is now putting in $10 million a year to support public health in the city. And that's a significant increase from even a couple of years ago. And so I think what it really is that we're really just understanding that we're trying to fight intergenerational poverty. And to do that, you have to bring programs to people, including our immunizations program, including our lead program, including programs like Sister Friends. I think that I know that the mayor and city council really believes in that. And so that's why we've seen the increase and the support in building out the public health infrastructure in Detroit.
If you and I are having a sitting down and talking in 5 years, what do you want us to be talking about?
I want us to be talking about how the infant mortality rate decreased across the city. I want us to be talking about how we've been able to decrease violence, the violent injuries and injury prevention in the city. I want us to be talking about how the health department is now in every community. There's no longer the old days of the Herman Kiefer where everyone had to come to us for services. The health department is now in the community. You don't have to travel outside of 20 minutes to get to health department programs and services. And most importantly, we're seeing some significant improvements in these health outcomes that we've talked about.
Dr. Joan A. Khaldun, who is the new executive director and health officer for the Detroit Health Department. It was great to spend time talking with you, and I look forward to further conversations.
Thank you so much for having me today.